Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your coach and host, Marvin Rowe, and today we have an excellent show prepared for you. All you have to do is sit back, relax, listen, prepare to become empowered. Begin to direct your thoughts toward the things that you know you need to work on and change, and work on becoming empowered today and every day. And as always, we begin with the empowerment pledge, and that pledge is simply, I will work on myself. If you would think with and for yourself for a moment, you begin the process of working on yourself, bettering yourself, becoming more positive, doing the work of working on yourself and changing and growing those ways and those things that you know that you need to, the ways in which you can begin to prepare to do the work of working on yourself. And you have to direct your thoughts to working on your issues, your concerns, your hurts, and your pains. You have to begin to be the one in your life to do the work of working on the things that you know that you need to work on and change. And you will, with support and assistance, just strive every day to develop the tools necessary to become a better person. And it's working on yourself every day, striving to develop the tools to become a better person every day, every day. Welcome growth within yourself every day and acknowledge that you're becoming better. Feel good about yourself, knowing that you're becoming better every day, just one day at a time. And it's a practice of working on yourself every day, working on your mind every day, working on your body every day, working on your thoughts every day. It is working on yourself. And you have to say, I would direct my thoughts to the things that I know I need to work on and change, and I consistently do that every day. It's a process for me that I work on myself. I practice loving myself. I practice working on myself. I practice doing the things that I know I need to do every day to become motivated, inspired, and empowered to become the best person that I can be. And as a part of the empowerment process, I'm teaching to begin your day in a way. And this way would develop part of a basic routine that we will talk about today in terms of consistency. So if you will consistently begin your day with gratitude, humility, and forgiveness. It is being able to begin your day with thoughts and feelings of gratitude. Can you stop for a moment and allow yourself to feel respect, appreciation, and humility in your life, within yourself? And can you begin to respect the process of life? Become appreciative for the things that you do have. So if you have simple things like health, sight, and the ability to have your balance, to be able to see, hear, think, and feel, and touch, and think, then you have something to be thankful for. And if you will humble yourself for just a moment throughout your day, throughout your life, begin to practice having appreciation, having gratitude for the simple things that you do have, and that you become thankful for those things. It is very important to start each day with the feelings of gratitude, the feelings of respect, the feelings of appreciation, and the feelings of humility. And so if you would sit quietly and close your eyes every morning or even at night before you go to bed and feel the feelings of gratitude for your sight, for your hearing, for your heart, for your lungs. And if you can become thankful, which is waking in the morning, with a sound mind, and being thankful for your physical body, for your mental, physical, and emotional health, and become thankful for the most important gift that you do have, and that's your life. And so if you will begin to start every day with positive thoughts, And then sprinkling in the idea of forgiveness, that you have some things that you need to forgive yourself and others for. And so we're cleaning the slate every day. We're starting over. And we're working on those things that will allow us to become the best people that we can be today and every day. It's a work. It's a work in progress. And it's a process of empowerment that will allow you to work on yourself, start each day forgiving yourself and others any harmful or hurtful words, actions, activities, and behaviors. And so if you can start your day saying, I am becoming a forgiving person, I am becoming, I am forgiving, I am simply trying to forgive, to clean my slate every day and begin to work on myself by creating balance, by letting some things go, leaving yesterday fully behind, and starting a renewed mindset each day. And so we're transforming ourselves one day at a time by simply trying to work on ourselves to become the best people that we can be. And so you have to begin to try, to simply try to work on yourself. And so today we will also add the I am statements that we practice every day. So if you will with me, if you will practice the I am statements, then you can create your own. But I'll start with this. I am working on myself. I am humble. I am peaceful. I am kind. I am disciplined. I am focused. I am positive. I am great. I am healthy. I am special. I am unique. I am loving. I am trusting. I am beautiful. I am self-respecting. I am forgiven. And I am a gift. And if you would just practice these I am statements, get them down inside of you every day, becoming what it is that you say you are. It's a process of working on yourself. It's a process of beginning your day with gratitude and forgiveness, having appreciation for you. You're the best thing going. If you can live your life with forgiveness in your heart, if you can live your life one moment at a time, learning to take a moment at a time, feeling good on the inside, learning to relax, learning to become humble and appreciative, your life will begin to develop. And you will create this mindset that will allow you to create the mental, physical, and emotional balance that you need. And here at The Empowerment Works, we call that the empowered life. So begin to practice every day, becoming empowered. Begin to work on yourself. Begin to strive every day to become the best person that you can be. And it is a process of working on yourself. And now for today's empowerment message. Today, we want to talk about empowerment and being able to create a mindset and being able to get to a place in your life where you understand there's some things that you need to do, some things that you need to work on. And the first thing we have to do is create consistency in our life. We have to create a routine, and consistency provides us with a routine. And so we already know that with the empowerment, we have to be thankful, we have to practice gratitude, and that's a part of our routine. And empowerment is each day simply trying to move forward in your life, becoming positive, and it is as simple as beginning to try to create and establish this new mindset, this new life that will allow you to become positive, reflective, loving, empowered, and peaceful. And if you can humble yourself and continue to practice creating that life that has balance in it, that allows you to simply try to focus on your goals and simply trying to have faith in yourself, belief in yourself, and putting forth the work of working on the individual within. And that is so much important to the process, because you have to be able to look within. You have to be able to balance your internal world and your external world. So we're working on ourselves through a continuous process of doing the work of working on ourselves. So to become consistent, there are just a few things that we need to do every day to create that routine, to create the balance that we need. And within our process of empowerment, we talk about consistency, we talk about motivation, we talk about dedication, we talk about discipline, and we talk about self-discipline. So the process of empowerment leads us now to consistency. And this consistency becomes your routine. And routine in the empowerment process is your daily practice or habit. So you want to develop a daily practice of habit of becoming empowered, becoming motivated, becoming inspired by simply going through this process or this habit that you will begin to consistently pursue. And this will allow you to consistently pursue your goal. So the development of a consistent routine actually begins with effort. And this is the effort of mind and the effort of thought that continues to drive you forward. And the effort of mind and the effort of thought is the root of empowerment. At this level of directed thought and mental focus, you will work to gradually change your mindset, gradually change your thought, gradually change your mood, gradually change your emotions, gradually change your feelings, gradually change your actions, gradually change your activity, and gradually change your words. This consistency in your everyday effort to direct your thoughts and action toward reaching your goal is at the heart of empowerment. And at this stage, you must utilize and harness every bit of your feeling and your emotions to assist you in reaching your goal. And so what you have to do is determine that your desire and your intense determination that comes from within will be your motivated factor. Because what motivates you, you will continue to do. And if you continue to do this work on yourself every day, the motivation combined with effort and a relentless, unyielding courage becomes your strength. And it becomes your driving force as you continue to work on yourself every day to become inspired, to become motivated, to change those things that you know you need to work on and change about yourself. And the empowerment calls for you to do the work of working on yourself, working on that thing that you know you need to work on and change. And so you have to continue every day to practice, become motivated, become inspired. Each day you will work on yourself and you will develop a routine that simply becomes your driving force. And this force will allow you to work on the parts of you that you know you need to work on and change. Your consistency will allow you to begin to clearly identify your strengths, your weaknesses, and your areas of improvement. And so if you work on yourself every day to become consistent, to work on yourself to become motivated, inspired, empowered to become the best person that you can be, through your consistent effort, through developing a routine that will allow you to do the work of working on yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally, you will reach your goal. You will become empowered. And you will do the things that you know you need to do mentally, physically, and emotionally. This has been Empowerment 365. 365 days of the year of motivation and empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn, your coach and host. Join me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. We've got lots of information out there for you. Check out our new store that we have. We have lots of information for you. Support the empowerment because it does work. Work on yourself every day. Do the best that you can to become the best person that you can be by simply trying to work on yourself. Work on your mind. Work on your thoughts. And most importantly, work on yourself. Love yourself and be good, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.